ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the charismatic Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Rhea. I think this is probably the first week in about five that I know actually what that word means. So it's definitely a good week.
Well, actually, I had to be honest. I didn't research that one. I just pulled it up because I was, you know, sort of running short on time.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Lacking imagination, but it works. It works. You'll love me for another week is what that means.
It does. Exactly right. Yeah. You got till next Sunday.
Yeah. I got to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s. And you notice I took that pause there because I saw that you were taking a drink of your coffee.
I know. And you told me off last week, didn't you, for doing it?
I did. That was 2 weeks ago, but yeah, enough.
See, that's what happens when you get to a certain age, when you're born in the 70s, you forget what people tell you.
Right? But it's all about timing, yeah. Lee. It's all about timing.
Just, you know, I've only been doing it over a year. You think I'd have got it, wouldn't you?
No, it's you. Anyways, moving along. So it's been a busy week in travel this year. Well, it's been a busy week in travel this year. It's going to be a good one. this week has been very busy. What's going on in Australia?
Not Australia, but close. Austria.
Austria.
But we're close, Rhea. We're very close. Anyway, Austria have banned all direct flights to and from the United Kingdom with effect from 1st of June. The decision comes as the UK sees a growing number of cases of the Indian variant of COVID-19. Obviously, this is supposedly more transmissible. The decision to ban flights comes just 2 months after direct flights between the countries resumed after a similar ban was put in place due to the named Kent or UK variant.
You know what? I see that countries such as Spain are opening up their doors wide open without PCR tests, without, vaccinations, without anything, and saying to the UK, come on in. And country upon country upon country is shutting their doors to the UK as a result of this strain having reached the UK. Is there any rhyme or reasoning behind that?
Honestly, it's the only thing I can think of is it's political and it's to do with tourism, because it's Portugal, it's Spain who are letting the British run wild, like you say, without COVID tests, whilst you see other countries, Germany, France and open a quarantine in place for UK travellers, Austria banning flights. Like I said, the only thing that I can possibly see is any correlation is the fact that Portugal, Spain, they are tourist hotspots for UK people.
I mean, it's absolutely insane. Last year, the virus wasn't this deadly strain and we were shutting everything down. And now we have this strain that is twice as bad as what we were seeing last year. And the doors are flying open. And well, not all doors, obviously, but it just begs you to think, why? Like, I don't know. It has to be political. It has to be money motivated.
I think it definitely, it's strange. It's almost like a wash, rinse, repeat cycle, isn't it? You know, yeah. Certain countries, we saw it happen last time. They opened the doors to the British and Spain specifically opened the doors to the Germans and to UK nationals. And then lo and behold, what happened? You know, you look at a month later and you're back into a lockdown again. I mean, fingers crossed it's not going to happen this time. But it does make you wonder, money clearly talks, that's for sure.
Well, I got to say, with your kids, you hope that they learn their lesson after the first or second time, not after about the fourth or fifth, but it is what it is. So what's going on in Croatia?
As one of the most popular summer holiday destinations, Croatia is among the first European destinations to abolish all of its COVID-19 measures after the country decided to reopen its coastline to tourists from the European Union, the European Economic Area, the United States and beyond. All foreign travellers will now be permitted entry into Croatia as long as they hold a vaccination certificate. That also, if they can provide a negative COVID-19 test result, or that they can prove that they have recovered from the virus, they're all free to enter.
Well, that's good news. See, I mean, they're making it smart. We're opening up our borders to the world as long as you can prove X. And, that makes sense to me for sure. But who am I? Air Italia, what's going on there?
Yeah, so Italian national flag carrier Alitalia plans to introduce COVID-tested flights between Rome and Tokyo this summer. Following the successful trial of COVID-tested flights between Rome and New York, Alitalia intends to introduce the scheme on flights between Rome and the Japanese capital. The COVID-tested flights are only available to passengers who test negative for COVID-19, and to qualify, passengers must have carried out a rapid or a molecular antigen test, the RT-PCR, taken via swab within 48 hours of boarding. The reason I've done this is to coincide with the delayed 2021 Summer Olympics, although I'm not quite sure that anybody can actually go there. I think I'm pretty sure that tourists and spectators aren't allowed to go to it. But anyway, there we go. So Alitalia will operate three non-stop COVID-tested flights per week between Fiumicino Airport and Tokyo Haneda Airport. As of yet, specific start dates and times have yet to be announced, but as soon as they are, obviously we'll bring them here to you on Yachting International Radio.
Nice. And Portugal, news out of Portugal.
Yeah, so on Monday, there was an announcement of planned strikes by Portuguese immigration officers. But thankfully, this will now not take place after government intervention. Like I said, last Monday, strike action was announced that would have thrown Portugal's holiday season into chaos. However, this past Friday, government officials have stepped in to de-escalate the issues that had arisen, and as such, the planned strike has now been abandoned. The walkouts were due to take place from May the 31st to June 28th, prompting the Foreign Office to warn of probable cancellations and lengthy delays. But as we said, Friday, thankfully, the government has stepped in, they've seen sense, and it has been called off.
Yeah, that is good news. I mean, I just can't imagine anybody thinking it's a good idea to strike after the world has been shut down for a year and a half and we're finally starting to open up. It beggars belief.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, like you say, Portugal, you know, they've had the entry ban for most countries going in. They finally open it up and then a week later, immigration officials want to go on strike. I mean, I don't know if they've not had quite long enough off just yet with COVID, so they probably want an extra week or two.
I got to say, I'm used to France. You know, I would expect this from France. France, I mean, you look at them wrong and they decide, bless France. I love the French people, but you look at them wrong and they decide they're going to strike. I mean, there isn't a season, a year that goes by that there isn't a strike happening in France, but not in Portugal.
Yeah. No, but they look like they're trying to join in with the French now, but thankfully not. Anyway, not this time.
And of course, we have to talk about India because India is... it's looking better, according to news reports in the last 24 hours. They are seeing, you know, lower numbers, but what a devastation in India. What an absolute devastation.
It is. Yeah, you know, it's heartbreaking, isn't it, to see it on the news and, you know, the video footage and all the rest of it is terrible. But, you know, what will come as no surprise to anyone, India has had to unfortunately extend its ban on scheduled international flights once more, at this time now up until the 30th of June. Flights have been suspended since late March of last year and the government opted not to resume scheduled services. This is now the 15th time that this notice has been updated with a new date and circulated. And obviously what started as a 1 week ban over a year ago has now quickly turned into an 18 month long one.
Yeah, well, I hope things change over there. American Airways, what's going on there?
Yeah, so American Airlines, they are launching a new route between Los Angeles and Christchurch. This isn't due to start until the start of 2022, unfortunately, though. The airline announced the news this week via their Twitter feed, stating flights between the two cities will commence from January 2022, and tickets are on sale now. As with everything travel at this moment in time, though, the airline obviously added a caveat, that being that the route commencing does depend on New Zealand opening up their borders for international travellers. As we know, at this moment in time, only New Zealand have got very strict quarantine in place. They're not letting a lot of international travellers in. And so it totally depends on the New Zealand government opening up their borders.
Nice. Well, we've got crew questions as well.
We have indeed, yes. So David's written in this week with regards to valid PCR tests departing from the UK. David wanted to know whether an NHS PCR certificate would suffice for travel. The news, David, unfortunately, is not at this time. Airlines won't accept an NHS PCR test. What you will have to do for yourself, and again, you have to go through a private provider, so it's going to cost you more money, unfortunately. That is the only way you do it. If you turn up for an NHS PCR test, then you will get denied boarding. Obviously, if you need any help with regards to private testing companies, please feel free to email us and we can point you in the right direction.
And let me ask you, Lee, if you've had the vaccine, do you still need to take PCR tests straight across the face of the planet, or is the proof that you've had the vaccine enough?
At this moment in time, I would, there may be some instances where a vaccine will be enough. Me personally, I would tell anybody, even with a vaccine, get a PCR test. I'd rather have too much stuff than not enough. Like we've said on here numerous times before, it only takes one overzealous check-in staff member to turn around and say, no, you need a PCR test, but you can fight tooth and nail and say, look, I've got the vaccine, I don't need a PCR test. But if they dig their heels in, then you're going to be stuck. So for peace of mind, get a PCR test within 72 hours and then you're good to go.
Right. Well, I have to apologize about my background. I've got cats thinking a curtain is absolutely amazing. So it's just, you know, another one of those things that I offer to the viewers.
I was halfway through sound and I saw that and I was starting to think you had a ghost behind you. So I started to panic slightly. So if I start to stumble over my words, that is the reason why. I thought it was a scene for a poltergeist or something.
I could see it out of the corner of my eye and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to kill those cats. I tell you, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them. But, you know, what do you do? They hide, right? So, because I think they know when I'm going to do a show. And so they kind of hide and they're like, we're going to make our appearance. We're not going to actually appear on camera, but we're just going to make sure the world knows we exist and irritate the heck out of her.
Yeah, and scare the crap out of anybody who's a guest on your show.
Yes. Well, and the funny thing is, the door is actually shut. So they've managed to open it. Anyways, it is what it is. Lee, I've got to say thank you so much once again. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here. So, yeah, great.
Once again, Crew Travel has been brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.